right, and then let me nudge his assistant. And it's been a couple of times where he said he had to call in a couple. He had to call in more than once. It wasn't letting in the code. Did you have that problem at all?
Nope.
I have had that with. Oh, here we go.
I find that you're like the baseball game: three strikes and I'm in. I can never get it. It always says it's valid conference code. It's valid, and I'm going. And it's showing me I'm entering the right number. I'm going, well, it's like I've got a little Shannon doll, and I put large darning pin needles through the eyes as I use this conference line, you know. One, you know, but I like it because you can tape record for your guests, so I think that's great.
And they say that sometimes, both of you,
thank you for doing this on a Sunday.
Oh, no, thank you, Bernie. Greatly appreciate your time.
I'm sitting outside in Tampa, and I can't see my pool because the lightning and the amount of rain coming down is so fantastic.
Oh, my God.
And I will not go inside because I'm so happy here. This is my happy spot. I love this.
That's great. I love Florida for that same reason.
I do. Well, I love it. And then so it's after. It's so good. But I just came from California where it's, you know, please don't flush unless you have to. Please take a shorter shower. And I'm sitting there saying, you know, I come home and it's like, September's like, it hasn't stopped raining since you left. It's 10 days of pure rain. Look at the water. Look at the flooding. Look at this. And I'm going, I can take a shower forever tonight.
Oh, that's funny. My mom is in San Diego, and it was actually raining there the past 2 days. So she kept sending us pictures saying, it's almost like Florida. But then they started having lots of problems because when it rains out there, it's dangerous.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I just worry that they're going to have 25 years. We're in a place where it's just so wonderful. I mean, if you have a hurricane that's bad, you can leave and come back. And, yeah, I just think Florida is, people just don't realize. I don't want them to learn because they'll all come here.
And it's true. Yeah, we don't want to market it too much.
Yeah. It's, I mean, when I think of the years I lived somewhere else, I mean, everybody says it. They wish they'd come here sooner, but I wish I'd come a lot sooner. I mean, I know Florida. I've been here. And I said I was going to come here, but my wife decided, she's a Nashville girl and Southern girl, and she wanted to be staying in the South, and, you know, we just love it. But we came in, you know, for the school district. We have kids, so we chose a particular school, you know, award-winning area, and it just has paid off for the kids. They're getting a real good education.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Much better than Tennessee was for him.
I moved here. Oh, sorry. I moved here. My family's from San Diego, and we moved here when I was, I think, around six, but we'd go back to California every summer growing up, and I always thought that I would leave Melbourne and, like, move away forever, but I started traveling, and I realized that this is really the best place here in Florida. So,
I just got back from the Fairmont at the Del Mar, you know, Grand Resort.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know where that is, but
yeah,
that's about the nicest hotel in San Diego, period. And I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's like, you know, I walk in and it's like, welcome back, Mr. Darman. We hope this is your home away from home. And, you know, it's nice, and, you know, going to the beach is nice, but let's face it, the water's cold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go in the water here, and you don't want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Shannon, who goes in the winter, She goes in, it was freezing, she'd go in. It's like, what the heck? She's got some other, she doesn't, Shannon doesn't have blood in her artery. She's got some kind of antifreeze. This is true. She and my wife are water creatures. They've got to have water, or they're not apt. I mean, water for them is life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't want to take up too much of your wonderful Sunday day, so I had a few specific things that I just wanted to pick your brain about, if that's okay.
Yep.
Okay, so last time I talked to you, we talked about my company. I was calling it Enlighten My Brand, and you gave me the idea to change it to Globalize My Brand. So I don't know, I'm sure you meet tons of people, so I don't know if you remember that conversation, but I thought about what you said, and I really liked that idea, so I went ahead and did that, and I've been putting together my packages, and I created kind of a template for a complimentary brand audit to offer at CEO Space and different people, so that I could kind of, you know, get a bunch of information from them, sit down with them, do a quick view of what their brand looks like, and then be able to say, okay, here are some options you can move forward with. Which one would you like to, you know?
But you got to tell them you got to tell them the end at the beginning. So when they say, what do? You say, mm-hmm. I elevate your brand from where it is today to an impact level where you reduce the number of impressions. If you make 12 impressions, it takes 9 months to get a yes. From your first find a client, I get your brand so that you can do 3 impressions and get a yes in 6 weeks to 2 months, saving 7 months. And so I reduce the frequency of impressions by elevating the impact. And it never costs anything to use me because you get so many more clients so much quicker when your brand impact is higher. And I just have a gift for it. I've been doing it for years. My customers are raving fans. They never, ever stop using me because they're always doing something new on the web or putting out a new advertising piece, a new flyer, and they want me involved to keep the impact high.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about the brand audit. And it only takes 90 seconds, but you gave them the value. They saw, in other words, you're going to tell them about the box. I want you to tell them about the Christmas paper on the box, because then they'll tear open the box. We want them to come to a brand audit.
Yeah.
And you always end by saying, give me a CME card, because I want to do a brand audit for you. So you always, and you don't start selling. You start by saying, if you're just meeting them there, you start by saying, what are you doing and how may I serve you? They tell you what they're doing and say, well, let me tell you what I do. It may be useful. I want to do a brand audit for you for free. And here's what I do, and explain what I just said. Then you got them. Say, give me a CME card. You're always saying, give me a CME card. That means you have a little book, like a day timer,
mm-hmm.
you just get from Walmart or Office Depot. And you actually set times up to meet them at 9, 10, and 11 at night. So you're meeting customers at 9, 10, and 11 every single day.
Okay.
And later, as it gets full, you drop out of trainings and classes. You don't go to them. You're meeting clients all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind missing this class and we could do a brand audit during 4 to 5, 6 to 5? You know, don't miss dinner because breakfast, lunch, and dinner are where you get new clients. So never miss a meal. The meals are engines of getting your clients.
Okay. Okay, so now once you get them to do the actual brand audit, what's your recommendation for how I conduct and what I'm actually reviewing and how deep I actually go into evaluating their brand?
I get a questionnaire and say, name of URL, and have an iPad so you can go to it and see what their website looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, give me all your print material, all your flyers. Show me your business card. Do you believe that your typeface, your slogans, and your color are integrated across all appearances and brand set space? Do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10, your brand sense is as strong as it needs to be, or are you losing across different spaces the essence of your brand sense? Do you think your brand sense rate as highest scale of 1 to scale of 10, how low or high your brand sense quality is? Areas you would like, do you feel you're making too many impressions to get a client, scale of 1 to 10? Do you feel that it takes too long in time to get a client? On a scale of months and the number of impressions it takes, how many months from the time you first contact a customer does it take to get a yes or a no on average? And they put 1, 6, 12, you know, 12 months. On the how many repetitions does it take in phone calls, mails, and meetings to get a yes from a client? List number of repetitions below. Please write what you most want to improve in the impact and consistency of your brand delivered to the market. What is your priority in time? To complete work to elevate the impact of your brand in the marketplace, and list a total of months, and start with yesterday is already too late, now, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, longer than 3 months. Now you know the client can't buy you for 3 months. They put their own urgency down and then put key questions you want to ask me related to brand audit improvements, and put 1 to 5 as questions. Then when you review that form, you'll be able to give them so much value. So you could have 5 people there at every meeting, and then say, I do groups of 5, all of you fill out the form. Those that get it first, I'll start with them, and then we'll go through. And as all of you are hearing results, it'll help all of you. And then when they get the form done, hand out what you do, like your picture and what you do and your prices. And the backside is your engagement form. But remember that you will have handed that out to them at all the meals. So you'll know on your date timer if they have the form or not. And usually you won't have a meeting that you didn't give the form out. So they already know your price and what you do. And they're telling you at the bottom, I want to start yesterday. I want to start now. I want to start next week, next month. I want to start in 2 months. You can start to see when they want to start. You put it down like that. I want to start yesterday. I want to start now. I want to start in a week. I want to start in 2 weeks. I want to start in 3 weeks. I want to start, and you put, I want to start at the forum. I want to start a week after the forum. I want to start, but it starts with, I want to start yesterday. I want to start now. I want to start during the forum. I want to start a week after the forum. I want to start 2 weeks after the forum. I want to start 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I want to start a month after the forum. I want to start 2 months after the forum. I want to start 3 months after the forum. Mm-hmm. And there's no other option. There's not an option of, I don't want to start. So that's your closing part that the brain had to go through. And they already know your pricing because they looked at it. And so then you're saying, well, let me give you a quote form. And you have a beautiful quote form that says, you know, our company believes this is one of the most important brands in the marketplace today. We are supporting this company's expansion with brand expertise and deliverables. And we are going to help this company on what it's doing in the branding space with the following deliverables and timelines. They will engage us for this amount. We will do the following deliverables for that. And we're hoping after that the business will grow so that we can do a phase 3 and phase 4 project And we've quoted the Phase 2, Phase 3, and Phase 4 projects when they are ready after we deliver the Phase 1. And we'll deliver the Phase 1 in this time zone. We're ready to begin at the date they sign a retainer and give us the initial contract.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your quote form that is your contract, and it gives your deliverable. All they have to do is sign it with a check. Now, that quote helps them when they're raising money. If they're raising money, you tell them, you can use my quote to raise money because you've got a brand firm saying you've got a major brand, powerful brand in the market, and that we will create a brand elevator on impact to reduce the impressions and frequency to get customer base. And we're on board to do it at reduced prices with our CEO space pricing policy, and we're doing it in phases and stages. Phase 1 is this for this amount over this time. Phase 2 is this. Phase 3 is this. Phase 4 is that. Our first contract obligation is to complete Phase 1, and we only do Phase 2, 3, and 4 under separate contracts at the owner's discretion. So they're not obligated to all of them, but they really in their mind are. If they're happy with Phase 1, they're going to go right on to Phase 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a year of work. You've got a year of work divided into Phase 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. And they want all of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that help you in how to price and deliver?
Yes, absolutely. That's
and you'll get business that way. You'll get business from the program. I mean, when you pay to go, you'll get it back from business you'll get there. You'll be so amazed at how well you... And you'll get a lot of latent business. Like, you don't want it all to come in. If you get 6 clients, you're busy. If you get 12 to 15 more in the next 60 days, you're super busy. You don't want 35 to 50 all at once because, my God, it's hard to manage it. But you'll get that many. But it'll just take some months to get it all in, and you're glad because you can't deliver it all at once. This will be the making of your company. You come to 5 of these a year. It's like going to the North Pole and having the happy place to get your customers. Well, because, no, I'm telling you, you're local and you get a guy working out of his house, you get a restaurant, you get a doctor. It's just, after you do it a while, it's not fun anymore. You come to our place and you get these amazing projects that are so much fun and so exciting. You love the owners. They appreciate you. They're so grateful for you. And you say, I'm giving $150,000 of New York brand quality at a very discounted price because I love my lifestyle in this little town in Florida, and I can charge a lot less because I get graphic artists and people to support me as interns at the university, and they're the best. They got the latest plugins, the latest talent, and I just get them from the university and pay an intern rate, and I keep your price down. If I go to New York, I got to pay these guys $175,000 $175 an hour, and they're not worth. They don't have the ideas that these kids have as a junior in an arts college in Florida. I get a better quality brain because they're on the latest stuff just coming out. They have plugins and the latest graphic arts programs that, you know, it would take these older guys, you know, 5 years of training to just catch up with Photoshop's new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
Yeah, it is. Okay, great.
And then you say, and then beyond that, I'm a girl that's used to getting $1,500 an hour in New York. I mean, I came from San Diego, where I've got the biggest fortune companies in the world, and I've cut my teeth on this business, and I'm just gifted. I'm one of the great branders alive, and it's just my gift. But I love helping small companies become large, and they outsource branding. They always stay with me. My companies never leave once they believe. And I convince them it never costs any money to use my firm, but it will cost you a fortune to lose my firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take everybody. I take projects and clients I like. I'm kind of a spiritual girl. I want to resonate with the owner. And frankly, I become so intimate, you know, with your brand that I got to love what you're doing like you do. I mean, I get up in the morning and God, I'm so grateful to work on this. I get so excited about what you're doing. And I want that. If I don't have the juice, I don't do it. And they'll love that because it's not just about money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Now, this is all on tape. You listen to it like on the plane on the way in, on headphones instead of other stuff. You just lay back and shut your eyes and listen to it, take notes on a yellow pad, and it's your bullet points for language when you're pitching. Because what I know is my market. And Shannon, you know, you've been through CO space since Christ was born in the Bethlehem. So I'm saying from your standpoint, don't you think that fits our culture as far as how the people are there, what we just did? I mean, as an alignment, it's like a rubber glove at the kitchen for the dishes, don't you think?
Yeah. The only thing is I know her bio is a little different because haven't you worked with big companies in the past and now you're kind of going out on your own? Is that correct?
Yes.
But I'm saying that. I'm saying because she's a lifestyle girl on the beach in Florida, she's charging a lot less prices because she doesn't have to pay the San Diego lifestyle. So, you know, it's $5.48 in California for gas. And for every dollar you spend on housing in California or in Florida, it costs 10 in California.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, you spend $300,000 on a house in California, and it's a project. You know, it's like in a project.
Yeah.
You spend $500,000 to $600,000, and you have no yard, and it's touching each other, and it's okay, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. You spend $800,000, and you're getting a nice house, but it's still a track with no big yard or lawn. You spend $1.2 million, and you got a beautiful home and still no real yard or lawn. You spend $2 million, $3 million, and you got a little yard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, California is crazy on their prices.
It really is. Now, my portfolio is a little light right now because I was working for one company at a time for the past 2 years, and they
show all the stuff you did for them.
Well, okay, yeah. One of them has forbidden me. I have deleted everything. Two of them have.
No. Here's what you do. I don't care about the forbidding. What you do is you take all the stuff you did for them, and you blow it up this week. You digitize it and blow it up so it's about 24 inches, right, at Kinko's. And then you get an art case, like a zipper case.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? You don't show it digitally because digital doesn't give you impact. And you have, you know how you have an art board, a white art board? And it has an acetate over the top of it that you have. It's taped. It's just taped, the clear acetate, right?
Yeah.
The cover. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you rubber cement your artwork on it.
Mm-hmm.
You do this while you're watching movies at night. And so now you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or so and of your best stuff. You don't need a lot. You just do that for anything you've done. 6 to 8 pieces, legacy over your lifetime. Get them from online. Show them out. You've got them anyway on the computer somewhere. So you show them, and then you unzip your case at the meal and say, you know, I know you guys are in a digital world, and I got more on my iPad, but just to show you some of the impact things I've done, these are big impact game changers. And here comes the first sheet, and you roll the acetate over it and say, you know, this created a lot of wow factors. And you don't let them look at it long. You just flip down the next one. This one, also, big impact at this. This one, these are 6. And I got tons more. You get it. I'm varied, I do great work, and it's clean. And I make impact, that's what I do. And then you're zipping it back up. That's all they need to see. You're done. That's your show and tell. And that's so much bigger than looking at a thumbnail on an iPad.
Right.
If you do that, you'll get more buy-in, because they'll fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting at a meal. The presidents, the buyers are looking at it. You're asking for a brand audit, and they go, shit, she does great work. But we don't want to just show logos and stuff. We want to show pages you made that created great impact. A website page, a print page, an ad, anything that, you know, you feel is really high-end quality and shows off the variety of your work.
Right, okay.
But don't spend too much time, because you don't want, let's say one person doesn't like the typeface or doesn't like the color. You want to quickly
right.
be on another one they do like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're showing variety of work. You don't want them to see you in a box where all the pieces look the same. So this
yeah.
company, we may only show the best of one piece of them, and then show your lifetime. Show what you did when you were younger. Show what you did when you first went in. Show, you know, anything you think is good for companies that was really great.
Okay.
They don't have to know the company or whatever. And they're never going to the company. These guys will never, you know, they don't want you to use that work.
Right.
In any contacts for other companies. But showing
right.
what you did, I don't care what, they cannot forbid you from showing your own work product.
Mm-hmm.
There are court cases on that. So just ignore that. But I would never do it digitally, because that's where they can cause you some problems. When you do it like I'm talking about, zipping it like that, there's no copies, you're not even identifying the company per se. They may have seen it in the page, but they don't remember it.
Right. Okay, perfect. I can do that. Now, so there's going to be obviously a lot of branding and marketing companies there, right?
No. There's one other on the West Coast who really is a very high-end brander you should see anyway, and say, can I work with you and can I do some overflow work from your firm? And his name is Chris Collins, and say, I want to see your portfolio and what you've done. And he had cancer and dropped out a while. He's on faculty, and he's teaching there. He's not, I mean, he'll get some business, but he's very high-end cost. You're $25,000, $35,000 to say hello to him. So there's only a small group of companies that can even use him. So all the rest are going to use you. And what I would do is say, look, Chris, when it's high-end and they can afford your fees and it's out of my area and I think they should use you, can I bring clients to you and you give me 10%? Like I get $2,500. You know, I get what they're paying you. So can I be a feeder for that? But will you give me the smaller end, and I'll give you 10%? And then sign an agreement to that and say, Bernie thought that would be a cooperative agreement and we could help each other at class. And can you introduce her to Chris with that concept, Shannon, so you set it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you think that will be good? And Chris will like that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And he may not even want the agreement. He'll say, I'll just send you people and you send me people. He's like that, but I mean, say, no, I think it helps us to have an agreement. I would like to say I'm an affiliate with you, Chris, and I always recommend you for the higher-end tasking, and I do the lower end until it's ready for you.
Perfect.
When someone only has $1,500, you tell them to come to me, or $25 or $35, because you don't want to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't.
Perfect. Okay.
He does a lot of video and image, moving image and animation, and, you know, the full photo things, you know, and it's like, you got to be ready for creating a super brand at that point. And he needs bigger clients. He can't take the, you know, like let's say, you know, it's Rook's Amusement Park and it's going to be Game World USA. That's not really a fit for her. That's a fit for Chris. But all these product companies, inventors, smaller businesses, you're going to help them so much at the price point you offer. It's so good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can...
Speaking of the price point, if I could just run through the packages with you real quick. We talked about doing a silver, gold, and platinum package, where the silver package was a one-time $3,500 for a logo, digital extension, print extension. And I just wanted to confirm, because these were from the notes that I got from you. Were you talking about the logo and making it ready for digital and ready for print, and that's it?
Well, you have to do it. You have to decide what the value package you want in each of those is, and you can tweak that all the way to Friday. And you can get some outside feedback from people that you know and around you, and even get some feedback at class, you know. But, I mean, I just think that's, you know, to start with, you know, if 3,500, I would do, for me, I mean, I'd do a logo, a business card design, and one flyer, like that you put in a gentleman's pocket. And then for the next, for gold, I would include all digital and online. Websites, all online digital, integration with app space, any digital image across your boards and walls, making sure that you're customized and that they have some kind of banner on any of their custom sites and everything looks branded and they keep their brand image. And then platinum, I would do across their YouTube, their videos, their animations, and all their moving images.
Right, okay.
And their more advanced brochures, authors, and books, to make sure the brand is included in their publication. Any authors and books, newsletters, blogs, all of that in the platinum package.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That make sense?
Yes. Yes, and then I just wanted
And then I put under it, and then put a custom quote, dash, any budget, any scale. So if they want $500 for one thing, or they want a monthly retainer of $1,500. And then under it, I'd put, we perform platinum work. Do you know what your platinum cost is going to be yet?
$10,000 a month.
Okay, that's good. And then I would say total integration across all platforms and spaces. But you got to put what that means. Digital,
right.
Video, YouTube, blogs, animations, continual changes, new things that come up, brand new products, new designs, new messages, conventions, live events, emails, all electronic communication, all print communication,
mm-hmm.
all posters, signs, wall signs, advertisements, and you put the total outsourced branded solution, giving $1 million service a year for $100,000 a year as an outsourced agency. Always cheaper than in-house. And always cheaper than alternative pricing.
Uh-huh.
And say, eventually, all my clients become platinum. Because my silver makes you gold, and my gold makes you platinum. And you work to make them money so they'll pay a platinum retainer. And you keep saying, it costs nothing to use me, because brand impact is what makes all your money. If you pay money to idiots in the brand space, you will pay the cost for years. If you buy a high-priced New York, California brander who has given you a discount price, I'm a $35,000 a month girl, but I spread my business over a lot of clients, and I keep it cheaper because I live in a very small town in Florida by the beach, and I just want to give the major firm work that small companies can't afford, like... For a major firm to get their branding done is $1.5 million to say hello. And what I do is that whole package for small businesses, they just don't get it. And I make the money. I'm like the 50-50 partner in marketing that you always wanted. I do more to help you get sales and marketing than anybody else in your business. And I don't take any stock or ownership. And I just take a piece of what I make you. In other words, I make you so much money. When you give me a dollar, you're going to make 10 back. And you say that in every presentation. And the dollar you give me is a tax write-off. Give me your tax dollar and let me make you $10 in return. Nothing grows your business. You know, you know, CEO space is 5 times a year. And I don't think anything grows your business like CO Space. If you use it five times a year, there's nothing that will grow your business like this. But the thing you need after CO Space is 5 days a week. How does what you get here land 5 days a week? That's where I come in. I'm the CO Space insurance policy, that everything you learn here doesn't get burned here. I want what you learn here to make sure you earn here. By the time you come back, my branding triples what you get out of the space. And I'm at all of them. So when you're my client, I'm networking here and bringing you business. And I assure you, when you're my client, I network enough customers to you here with my brand that I pay my fee for a year. When you're platinum, in one CO space, I'll bring you more than $10,000 a month of business. And you'll say those things. Now, I've got them on tape for you. Those are keywords. When you start saying those keywords, they start seeing how cheap it is to buy you. And say, I don't care where you start, whether it's a custom quote or whether it's a silver, gold, platinum. I'm going to get you to become platinum within 180 days. Because you'll be big enough, and I'm only going to be a tax dollar. You're going to spend IRS money with me because I make you 10 to 1. You give me $10,000 a month, I'll make you $100,000 a month. That's not big business, folks. That's only $1 million a year. I want you to make a lot more than that with my brand. My job is to make you reduce time and not waste money on idiots and branding so your brand is as big as you imagine your dream to be. Let's face it, the box is not your dream. The Christmas paper, the brand, the Christmas paper that wraps that dream, that's what people tear open or don't. If they go by and it looks like butcher paper, they're not opening the box. If the brand is right, they're tearing open the box and pulling it off the shelf. That's what we want, whether it's online or in line. Now, write what we've done to date. I'm just saying, because you know this, you would pay more than 10 grand to get consulting to get this done. But if you hired a consultant, they would take 90 days to find out if you've had a C-section or delivered natural birth, to find out if you've got, you know, halitosis and a root canal, and find out your emotional compass and all these different things. And then they would come at the end and give you 25% of what you got from me. When you get my level of coaching, and that's all we have at CO Space, it's so far beyond what you can get in the market. I mean, people are paying idiots who are starving and trying to pay their bills to advise them and say, well, I'm not far from that. I know, but I'm saying you have experience and talent. That's not the key. The talent has been developed because you pay dues, and you pay dues with experience. But that's not the key. The key, and I know this because I deal with this space all the time. When I was going through, I have two big educations. One is Dean Witter and Arthur Lachman, who financed the world. And I learned how to finance. That was huge. And then the other was Meltzer, Aaron, and Lemon. And to pay for going to college, I worked under Dick Meltzer in one of the biggest ad firms in the world. I traveled to Tahiti and Hawaii and all over, you know, with big Fortune clients and made the presentations with Dick. I was 19, 20, 21. At 21, I had won 6 Golden Mailbox Awards, which is the number one direct mail in the industry. When direct mail was huge, before digital, I had won 11 infomercial awards for television when the infomercial industry was just starting. And these account executives that were 45 and Yale and Harvard grads hated me because my creative was what the clients were buying. They would show the client 3 campaigns, and every time they bought the young kids. And Dick had me work right outside his chairman office. And, I mean, to tell you how big Dick was, he phoned me, and he said, Bernie, I mean, I can't hear him. He's like, Bernie, I just phoned to tell you, this will be my last call. And I said, what, Dick? And he said, sorry, I'm dying. I've got throat cancer, and I'm going to be dead in just this period of time. And I said, well, can I come out? Can I be with you? And he goes, no, no. I don't want you to see. I'm getting emaciated. I don't want you to see me like this. His wife's name is Boots. And he said, I want you to look after Boots when I'm gone. Make sure you're in Boots' life.
Aww.
And, you know, so that was a big deal. And I said, Dick, I was going to phone you. I said, you know about Arthur, and you know about George Witter. But he said before that, he goes, and I wanted to tell you before I go, I'm going to help you on the other side more than I ever helped you on this side.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I'm only making a small number of calls, Bernie, to my children, really, and a few clients, but you're one of my kids. And he goes, like the Holy Spirit of God that landed over Christ, when the dove came down and said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. And he said, you know, you are so much my pride. And I said, Dick, everything I built, everything that has come out of me, is because of your mentorship. You have shaped my life in a way that I can't even tell you. And as you go to the other side, I said, Christ is going to pick you up off the ground and hold you with your feet dangling and whisper in your ears, this part's just for Bernie Dorman. You have no idea how I feel about you, Dick. I mean, we were crying. It was just big. But I got to thank my three mentors, my four mentors, Peter Uberoff, too, before they died, for their mentorship, for their amazing mentorship and what they've done for me. And so, you know, I really appreciate all that. But I'm saying from your standpoint, you know, I want you to know that I started with the greatest branding in the world, with Ogilvy and Gray Advertising and the biggest firms of the biggest branders. And, you know, I was there with Apple and all the beginnings of all these super brands. I was walking around with Bill at Hewlett-Packard and just a young guy learning all this stuff. And I'm saying, but my teachers and my mentors, and then I'm gifted at branding. Shannon has watched me shape brands that have gone out globally all over the world forever. I mean, since she met me. And I'm saying, so I'm just gifted. I'm always amazed when I give them a brand and they change it and do some brand that someone else at their program gave them. It's never as good as my brand. If they just sit with my brand and do it, the difference that they would have on customer emotional connections would be so great, because they're constantly getting, the branding guys try to give you a brand that you personally are so emotionally connected to. And I'm saying, we're in a different market. We're in a day now where, let's say it's about skiing. In the old days, you could have a cute brand, you know, whatever the cute brand is.
Mm-hmm.
But today, they're gonna click in a nanosecond. They won't even stay on the page of the magazine, of the website, if it doesn't say something about skiing. It's got to say ski-meter. It's got to say super ski. It's got to say something that lets them, oh, this is the new thing in skiing. And then they'll come over, and you've got to have a slogan that connects them to utility so they know what it is, because their attention span now is and one. If it's not done, they're halfway across the world looking at France and China. I mean, it's like and two, they're gone. You got to keep them at and one, or they won't go to the next thing. And you've got about three tiers of impact you've got to have to engage. If you don't engage, we're sitting there with our finger just ready to click right now. You know, we're clicking on the ad, and a notification comes up, and it's someone we know, and it's a message. We leave the ad, and we're over there. Our attention's gone. You've got to keep that person from taking that message, because what they saw on your page is more important. Guys that don't understand that, I mean, explaining that to your clients is valuable gold for you and your business, and saying 95% of the people do not understand the nano-click age that we're in. Whether, no matter where your brand exists, when you hand them a flyer, their attention is gone. Watch how they look at it. In Asia, they'll take it with both hands. They'll study it and talk about it for 20 minutes. Your typeface, your colors, how you put it together, because they have a culture of respect for the work that went into your life work and your mission. In our place, these people are taking that from you, put it in their hand, watch it see your face, holding it down, and they're putting the trash before they go to their room. And I'm saying, if you take advice from idiots and pay all the money out, you know, quality costs money. I'm giving you New York advertising, high-end, $35,000 a month's work. I'm giving you $1.5 million as an engagement for a fortune company when you're a single mom starting in your apartment. I've got a budget for everybody. I mean, if you can't afford my silver, gold, platinum, let me do a custom quote and talk about what you need first. I'll do a custom quote. We can do anything for it, but you've got to let me start, and I will work up and bring you such high end, and then be fearless about changing their brand. I trust you like I trust me. You know what I'm saying. They don't know. So they come in and it's like, what's your brand? Like, I'm talking to this woman and she's got this brand for heavy set women. She's coming. She's Joe White's client, Shannon. And she's got a website and she's got 6 designs on there. And it's called, you can go look at it, it's called Voluptuous Diva. Right? So, Voluptuous Diva. Well, one, you don't know that's a plus woman site. 2, when you go on it, it's all black women. So it looks like a black woman site only. 3, mm-hmm. It's got no casual stuff. It's just like stuff you'd go to church in, and there are only 6 selections. And big size women, what they want first is like a bra that's not $175. I mean, they're gouging these women. If a woman could buy a $50 bra and a, you know, a reasonable, feeling wonderful panties for a big girl, she'd be mm-hmm. loyal to that site and spread it like wildfire. So I told her, I said, look, get today the plus size super site, and she got them. Then she got the plus size mall. And or the plus size store. And I said, now you own, now the billboards and everything say plus size superstore. First click for the plus crowd. And you show white and you show Hispanic and you show blacks and you show you go to everybody in the world that has plus size and get them to put their stuff on your site wholesale and you make the markup. And you become the Amazon for plus size. And she's getting it. She got it. And she's going to do it. So she's got a beginning site. Well, that will help her. And she said, well, what do I do with Voluptuous Diva? I said, you keep it. When you come on the site, it shows them Voluptuous Diva. Then it's appropriate. But you can't, when you go out and brand and say Voluptuous Diva, they don't even know it's for plus women.
Yeah.
They don't know what that means. I mean, that looks like, is that a 23-year-old from Hollywood? What is that site about? I mean, you have no idea it's for plus-size women buying. We lost the nanosecond. Do you see what happened there?
Yep.
So I gave her back her nanosecond. So you do that. You know, reframe their brand where it needs to be, but be very careful because they love their brand. So what I did was I kept her trademark and brand. I didn't remove it. I kept it in the copy as a headline when I got to the site.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see her site, she needs you. Because her colors, her layout, it's not right. And you'll see, when you see it, you'll go, I want to meet her. And she's really sweet. And she's Joe White's sister, Shannon, so you can set that up with her. But she'd be a great help to her. But she has to raise some money because she doesn't have a lot of money. She's got a job trying to do this, wondering why she's not getting the business. She was going to put on a meeting. She was going to put on a meeting to try and get 300 women to a plus-size convention in November. I said, honey, you can't be without money and ramp up a meeting like this. I said, we have to do it next year in November. I said, you've got to get some money and then launch. And you've got to have a website that has 100 different things to buy. You can't have a website that has 6 things. That's not going to sell. And I said, women aren't buying for church every day a $200 dress. They're buying muumuus and pants and blouses that are loose-fitting. They're buying panties and bras. You know, I said, the bras that big women wear, they're hot, they sweat, they're big, it's very uncomfortable. They're not cool. Make some material that's girly and cool and it's comfortable to wear, and they can pay $60 instead of $200 for a bra. You'll own this market. And I said, have those foundation garments on there and have these beautiful, you know, feeling fabrics where they're big and they're, I said, they don't want to show their stomach. They want loose. They want loose fitting. They want to look good. Their girls are big. They got to have it all packaged nice so they feel good. And they're every day. They can't find stuff that looks good. You know, you look at the big women and they're everyday wear and it's just not really fashionable. And I said, give them tasteful, wonderful, everyday stuff that they can be around the house. When they want to go out to TJ Maxx or something, they feel fine, and it looks good. Yeah. They'll be so loyal, they'll come to you in gangbusters. And you don't have the retail cost, so you can give them lower pricing. So I said, start doing that, and she was getting it. But do you see how that branding helps her?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the kind of direction you continue for her. But her name is Joan White. You'll see it on that site. And it's, you know, just Google Voluptuous Phoebe, it'll come right up. And you'll see Joan White, and you'll see her.
Okay, great.
So I'll be a customer, but you'll get lots of them. But you see, that's an interesting customer, and you're solving a lot of problems for, I don't know, 40% of the women are DNA big girls. And it isn't overly, it's just, I mean, they're Hawaiian, they're Hispanic, they're... you know, it's like you get a girl that's, I mean, there's just, you know, there's so many. I mean, a Hawaiian girl looks fabulous at 16, and, you know, at 35, she's pop because of DNA. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's her gene pool. And they live to be 95. They don't have a problem. They're, you know, they're big guys and big girls that have great, their heart's okay, everything's okay. It's not eating abusively, it's just they carry a lot of weight in the way their metabolism works. And to try and put us all into, you have to have stomach surgery. I mean, I think some people do, but they're not very many.
Right.
And I think it's okay to be big if you're a big person, you know. And big people, you know, it's like, there are lots of people that's their attract. They're wired, and they're attracted to big girls, you know. And it's just, how are you wired? Like, you know, a Hollywood model, like Lynn, you know, Shannon, I'm not attracted to that. You know, I'm attracted to more of a, you know, even September, when she puts on 15 pounds, I'm happier. You know, I like that. I like a woman with a little, you know, curves to her. And, but I'm saying, you know, I appreciate the hard body gym look, but that California girl is not my ideal model, myself, the way I'm wired. But for some guys, that's all they want. You know what I'm saying? And notice I didn't say anything about you, Shannon. But I like Shannon about the time she delivered Ryan, and now she's down to almost Hollywood grade. She's like, when I saw her last time, I thought, holy shit, she's losing one. She's getting, when I first met her, she was like, holy crap. I mean, you know, she can make that hourglass, you know, thing. don't do it, Shannon. Stay with your husband. Eat with me, baby.
Okay, so
he's lost a lot of weight, too, though.
Yeah, he has
since I first met him, which is good. I mean, because he's in that business where he's got so much work. His work's so physical, man. Takes, I mean, to do 6 patients, let alone 7 or 10, I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, he's got to be a Wes Newton at the end of that day.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. Kalia, did you have one more question?
One last question. So we'll have the CD cards, and Shannon's going to send me some samples. But did I have anything else to be handing out other than the CD card and the brand audit questionnaire?
I told you, and it's on tape. It's the one-page flyer with your face on it, the silver, gold, platinum, and the contract on the back.
Okay. Oh, and is there somebody that can help me with that contract to make sure that I've got the right legal verbiage in there?
Well, tell me what you have people sign now. Send it to me by email, and I'll try and work on it for you. I got a lot of work to do this last week, but I'll try and do it. Now, I've got, you know, from your standpoint, you can go and put a work-for-hire contract, you know, free work-for-hire contract, and Google will give you a whole bunch of sample contracts.
Okay.
So I just pick one and revise it. It'll have all the legal terms, and then send it to me, and I'll revise it a little more and send it back.
Thank you. That would be fantastic.
And then when you're there, if you want a guy to revise it for free, there's a guy named Anthony from Chicago. Just ask Carol for Anthony, and he's got 5 PhDs, and he's a lawyer. He'll revise that contract for nothing for you. It'll be so good. He was a top union negotiator, and he's just... Yeah, it's scary when he revised a contract.
Anthony, what's his last name?
I can't say it. It's like in Tinny. It starts with an I. It's like in Tinny. So I can't spell it or say it, but it's... Shannon will just, you know, you just ask... He's bringing his team, Shannon, so just ask Carol, can you hook up Anthony to one of my clients, and Carol will do it for you. You'll meet him. You'll remember him, Shannon. He's a grad. Real nice guy.
Okay.
He's going to be—he's coming to our CP training. I mean, he's a good guy. Well, I don't know if he's going to be a CP light, so I don't know if he'll be at the training or not. He doesn't really need it. He wants to be in class.
Okay, I think that's it. That was all extremely helpful. Thank you again for your time. For your everything you say is always. Absolutely.
Well, this is on tape, so you won't lose it, honey. You'll be able to. Play it and stop it and play it and stop it and then take notes. And
absolutely.
So that's why Shannon's doing it this way, and I think that's going to be very valuable.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shannon.
And then when you have your clients that you've worked for and others, what you can give back to us is share it, because we don't advertise. It's all share and care. So just share and tell clients, I think this would speed up your business, and it would help me, because you'll end up being a platinum client. And I want you to use this because you'll have the free revenues to do more with me. So will you talk to Shannon about it? And just do it two-way and do it that way. And then sign her up on an affiliate program where she's like an ambassador. And she can make a little side money doing that. And that's because she's a natural networker. The clients that say no to her, people that have said no, then she can say, what if I could grow your business? And you might come back and say, yes. Will you talk to someone that would... help you grow your business faster, let them look at the website and say, if you look at the website and you're interested, call me back and I'll introduce you to our manager for our area. And then you'll bring in 3 or 4 to Shannon, and that'll be just a side revenue for you. And I think you should do that anyway, because you're running across, you know, how do you make your waste market so you put them in an inventory bucket and they come back at you? And how do you convert some of those to immediate income? And our product is perfect for that. So we'll recommend you as Brander, but you'll recommend us when you are across businesses and want to grow faster. And that will help Shannon and help you. And you might do, you know, Monday to Wednesday a breakfast or lunch and just, you know, have over a beverage. Tell me how that works and what do I got to do to be affiliate. And she'll do that all online while you're there. And there's no cost, burdens of any kind. You're just a referral person that helps us, and we need help. We don't offer that to everybody. But you're out networking for business anyway. You're a perfect fit for an ambassador with us, a goodwill ambassador helping us grow. And I think it's good side money for you, and you'll like that. At the end of the year, it's probably $20,000-$30,000 you wouldn't have. And that's a nice additional income to your baseline.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll help people, and they will pay you more because of it. When they come to see your face, they're going to be so loyal to your branding because they're loyal to the person that told them about it, because 85% of what we do is invisible. You can't see it yet. You have no idea what you're going to be a better coach, better advisor. Chris Collins' branding class will help you be a better brander.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he brands things like Shark Tank. I mean, you know, he's at the top of the top. So you're going to really enjoy him. And plus, he's like... You know, he was a little bit New Yorkish, you know. I mean, he's California, but you know, but he had a bout with cancer, and he became, you know, the spiritual boy I always wanted. He got, you know, God gave him the other side, and he got like, yeah. Oh, it's not about money. It's about loving people and serving them. He's there now. And I said, you know, but anyway, he came back, and he said, do you feel that I should come back to CO Space and teach now that I'm, like, just who you wanted me to be? I said, like, I've been waiting. I said, like I've been waiting for you to ask. And he goes, well, before I do it, he actually came and said, can I come back and just audit it as a teacher, because you changed it so much, I want to fit in right. And so he came back and met all the faculty. And, you know, you saw him coach last time, Shannon. I don't know if you were in any of the sessions, but people were, you know, so grateful for the advice he gave them. You know, it's just like me. I mean, it's major branding. So he's great. But he can't take clients unless if they're a high end. And, I mean, he just can't take clients at your silver, gold, platinum level. And so you're perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like, here we go. At platinum, you're starting to get up to his level. I mean, because he'll do that. But so what? I mean, there are people that will choose you over Chris on personality, style. You're a woman, and a woman wants to work with a woman. There's just stuff like that. So you're East Coast. The East Coast clients don't want to work at the West Coast. They want to work with the East Coast. And so you're going to, believe me, there's plenty for everybody. It's not competitive at our place.
That's so great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, you're going to make a lot of money. This is going to, you come to five of these, honey, and your life has stopped and changed. You just went on a financial up ramp. You're not on the same road anymore. And this is the way in and the way up. You just come to the happy place every 2 months, get a bunch of new customers, process them, come back to the happy place. Just don't get so busy. Oh, I have to miss CO Space. Never miss CO Space, because you're missing the most extraordinary new clients. Do anything to, you block it out, and your business revolves around it. But remember, when you're getting the new, you'll learn how to, you know, in the future, you begin to use it as a trade show. So you come in, and you're sitting at a lake with your laptop looking at this beautiful lake, and you're working 40 hours a week on your clients. But you're never missing the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the networking sessions.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And so you're doing, so then it's not, and you're doing Skype calls with your clients, you're running your business, and there are a lot of people, the people that do the big business, that's what they do, to really build their business up, the biggest. They just run their business from there and get all the new business. They never miss the new business.
Right.
It's like, right. I'm too busy struggling to make a living to have time to go to CO Space and make a fortune.
I will never
people that come, well, it's like Lisa Nichols. She came 9 years in a row because she was too busy making a fortune to have time to struggle to make a living. Then the fortune was so gigantic, she was worth $100 million, she couldn't afford to come back. And she was telling me 2 years before that, I'll always be back, I'll never miss it. And I said, you'll miss it. And she goes, why? Why would I ever miss it? I don't care what I lose. I said, well, let me tell you what you lose. You're going to make $50,000 in product sales and $50,000 a day in speaking. It's going to be 10 days and $1 million. Five of them a year is $5 million. Your staff will no longer allow you to give up $5 million, $50 million in 10 years, to do this again. They are going to keep that $50 million in your business, as they should. And you've got to a point where you have to help us in other ways. I was just on with Joe, and he said, yeah, she was just on a radio show and said her whole business came because she went to 42 conferences, and it changed her life and changed her world.
Wow. That is awesome.
So, I mean, she's still talking about us out in the media when she's on a show, national show. And I'm grateful for that. But, I mean, she's, you know, she's a poster child out there.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Bernie, for your time on a Sunday.
Yes, thank you so much, Bernie and Shannon. Thank you both.
Well, thank you guys, and I am so excited to help you. It's going to be wonderful, so just get ready. You're coming to the North Pole, and the elves are getting anything ready right now for you, so you'll come in and find out that it's going to feel like that, okay?
I'll be ready.
Yeah. Well, when you see what we do, do me a favor, too. This is our kid class.
Yeah.
And with you, you know, as you can and you see the kids, just volunteer to really mentor. I don't want to take time away from your business a lot, but here and there at the meals and stuff, when you see a kid, help them on branding. Tell them, say, I'm going to meet with you, and I normally charge thousands, but I'm going to help you on branding for nothing. I'm going to help you as a team. So let me help you with what you're doing. And these teams almost, I mean, you'll make that young person. They'll have a life they would never have you not done that.
I love mentoring. I will absolutely do that.
Well, just for the teens, we have a policy, teens come first. And I mean, Shannon does it with the teens, I do it, everybody's helping the teens. This is our big one for the teens, and we have a big teen class, and we're going to change teen lives. I've been waiting for one of these since the crash, and this is really what's coming up. This is going to be one of, Shannon, you're going to be, when you see what we've done with this, what September's done, it's going to surprise you. It's really, it's amazing. And so this is really big, really rich, and it's also with the kids. Amazing.
Wow. Yay. Can't wait to see it all.
Yeah, it'll be something.
Okay. All right. Right.
Okay, you guys. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
Good time. Hey,
okay, this is a great call. Bye-bye, everybody.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.